Everybody's got a thing, but
breaking news in local music, Max Inc. Radio's Terry
Barnes. I'm sorry, Simeon Terry? Just freaked
that's all right.
out.
That's
people
all right.
in Waukesha are mystified by the recent uptick in the local music
scene. I have a lot of red over
as
here.
As local
that's
radio
scary.
Stations, 101 The Shaw and WAUK 540 AM will broadcast Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights from 6 p.m. to midnight. Listeners will be turned on to new music from local bands, throwbacks, plus interviews and live music in the Devil's Lair.
Terry, do you think people will tune in?
They're already tuning in, Rocker. 101 FM, 540 AM, or streaming at waukradio.com.
It's Max Inc. Radio. Local music on Saturday night from 6 to midnight on 101 The Shaw and WAUK AM 540.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W226DR Waukesha, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Everybody's got a thing.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. You know, I wanted to talk a little bit now as we start winding down about traditions in this country and how they are changing. You know, when I was a young boy, Good Friday was, you could actually, the company and the places that you worked would shut down for a period of time to allow you to observe Good Friday. And banks would be closed and other things during that period of time. And that doesn't happen anymore. You know, Easter and Easter Sunday and the traditions that went along with that family coming together for there to be an Easter meal and, you know, special Easter Sunday and all those kinds of things that were traditional when I was a young boy. Those traditions are dying in this country, and they're never going to come back when one generation is removed from those kinds of traditions. Then they're never going to come back. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Is it just me, or those of you who've been around a little while, have you noticed that many of the traditions that our parents always made sure that we got to be a part of, They're dying. They're no longer there. And if that's the case, and it is that a good thing? You know, as a kid, you know, Easter Sunday was as big for me almost as Christmas, because it meant the family was all going to come together, extended family, and it was not even so much the religious connotation of it. But what it meant was that family would come together and we would have a joyous time. That has long since passed away for me and in this nation. And I don't think I'm the only one. I think there's part of this. And I think it's kind of a tragedy that no longer is happening, because it meant so much in our development as young people. It meant so much as for us, and those were great memories. But it's not happening, and I think things are so commercialized. And so, you know, you're still a very young person, Sam. Uh, did, did Good Friday and Easter have a place in your fond memories?
I was raised Catholic. I went to Catholic school until college, so I did have a very sound base in Easter celebrations, especially. Like, we did something at school for Fat Tuesday, even. It was really awesome. But as I've gotten older, yeah, you're completely right. There's just not really an urgency. Maybe it's because I was little, but it was so magical, and, you know, there's just so much to offer for community base and everything. But also, like, the commercialization is such a good point, because even at Target, I've seen, you know, they brought in all of the Easter decorations the day after Valentine's Day. Right. So everyone's over it by now. Like, Easter, oh, that's still happening? I thought that was, like, last week. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you're right that it doesn't carry the same weight and connotation that it had before. And I think part of that is not good. You know, when there's so many things happening in this life that separate people from family, that to get everybody together, to get people together, and we're such individuals that, you know, you're kind of doing your own thing. But this was one time of the year that my mother especially would make it special for all of us. You know, she did all that work with preparing those great meals and all of that, and her sacrifices and making sure that when we were young that all of us, you know, were dressed and ready to go to church and all those things.
I always had a new outfit for Easter. And did you ever do the lamb cake? The cake that looks like a lamb and you sacrifice it almost and it bleeds?
No, I didn't do that. But, you know, I didn't carry that tradition on. And, you know, we did on Easter, you know, I wasn't the person who kept going to church. You know what I mean? And so if your church is one of the things that you connect to on Easter, and if you are not, you know, going to church, then maybe you're not celebrating Easter as much as others, you know, and as we did when we were kids, because that was tied into it. But no, I those traditions are dying. I don't think it's a good thing. It's another thing that pushes us away from, you know, something that really was a good time in our lives. And it's, you know, it's not everybody, but far too many people have disconnected, because there's still a lot of people who are connected to it. But anyway, we got to get out of here. I want to thank everybody who made the show go. I really appreciate it. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.